Please open your Bibles to our reading of Romans 4. My text is Romans 4, verse 5. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Justification by faith. John Calvin said this about justification. Justification is the main hinge on which salvation turns. Now, I know for some, the idea of justification by faith is not always easily understood. Some of us preachers can make it complicated. I hope I don't do that tonight. One of the best descriptions of justification by faith, in my opinion, was given by Martin Luther. It's a little bit lengthy. I know that preachers are told not to give too lengthy an example, but it's worth it. So this is from Martin Luther, and he says this. It is just like someone who is sick and who believes the doctor who promises his full recovery. In the meantime, he obeys the doctor's orders in the hope of the promised recovery and abstains from those things which he was told to lay off so that he may in no way hinder the promised return to health. Now, is this sick man well? He is sick in reality, but he is well on account of a sure promise of the doctor whom he trusts, and who reckons him as already being cured. So he is at one and the same time both a sinner and righteous. He is a sinner in reality, but righteous by the sure imputation and promise of God that he will continue to deliver him from sin until he has completely cured him. So he is entirely healthy in hope, but a sinner in reality. So we come to our reading and our text. Matthew Henry's short introduction for Romans 4 says this: the doctrine of justification by faith is shown by the case of Abraham. He received the promise through the righteousness of faith, and we are justified in the same way of believing. Now, I believe this text, the text of Romans 4, 5, is a wonderful gospel text. I think it's one of the most wonderful gospel sentences in the Word of God. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Now, you might look at that sentence and you might find it a little difficult to understand. Like I say, some people struggle with the whole concept of justification by faith. But if you look closely at this sentence, you will see that the Apostle Paul is firstly describing the people that God justifies. These are the men and women whom God himself will declare as righteous. These are the men and women, boys and girls, that have an acceptable standing with God. These are the people that God will accept into heaven. In this verse, Paul gives us the characteristics of the individuals that God justifies. Now, these characteristics have a way of turning our values on their heads. And they demonstrate that the way God thinks is often wholly different from our own. The first characteristic of the people that God justifies is that every single one of them has been an ungodly person. Notice the text. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly. Now, if you missed it there, you would find it clearly put in the next chapter in Romans 5:6, where it says this: For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Now this, for most people, and especially for religious people, is one of the most shocking declarations of Scripture. You see, God does not justify church members, whether they're Baptist, Methodist, High Anglican, Low Anglican, Presbyterian, etc., etc. God does not justify Bible readers. God does not justify praying people. God does not justify those who give to the church.